This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
As we conclude our series, Preaching to Preachers, we're going to notice that a preacher, Christians, must be balanced as the Word of God is taught. God's Word must be taught in a way to correct those that are in the wrong, but likewise must be taught to instruct those as to how they can do right. Not only must one be broken down and be taught to put away their sin, but one must likewise pick up that which is good and be taught to build on it. We notice what God tells Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1. We see in verse 10, "See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down." Notice all those negatives, if you will. He was to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down. But notice he was also to build and to plant. Jeremiah was indeed to instruct others as to how they needed to make certain corrections in their lives. They needed to rid themselves of sin and wickedness. But likewise, Jeremiah was to instruct them and teach them as to what they were to be doing, which was correct, which was right. And so those that preach the gospel, all Christians that are seeking to teach God's word to the lost, must do so in a balanced way, must teach God's word in an effort to correct those that are in the wrong, but likewise to instruct those that were at one time wrong, now how to do right. If someone only knows what he was ever doing wrong and is never taught how to do right, then he's not going to do the Lord's will. He's simply only going to know what he should not be doing, rather than likewise also knowing what he should be doing. And that's really the purpose of God's Word. We see in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, "All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." You notice that? It's profitable for reproof and for correction, but it's also profitable for doctrine and instruction in righteousness. All are needed. All perspectives and approaches are needed. One needs to be corrected. One needs to be reproved. But one also needs to learn the doctrine. One also needs to be instructed in righteousness if he is going to be complete, as we see in verse 17. And then Paul will go on in verse 2 of chapter 4 and tell Timothy to preach the word. That word that corrects the wrong, but also instructs one in the right. Preaching to preachers. Every Christian has the blessed opportunity, by the grace of God, to be able to preach the gospel, to teach the lost, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16 to verse 15. The verse does not just apply to those that simply just preach on a full-time basis in the pulpit. No, the verse applies to every child of God. And so as we have looked at this week, preaching to preachers, let us notice in this last lesson the need to be balanced. The need to correct what is wrong, but the need likewise to instruct in what is right.